gonna die halfway through.
It's gonna die?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Good. Yeah. Alright, so page 510 on the bottom. That's so that you can listen online.
What
the
internet?
Is that live?
What does that mean? Is it on?
The internet. Oh, live on the internet now? No, we're not.
What's going on?
No, I'm actually a week behind.
Alright, psicha, yeah? That's how D looks. So last week we did an interesting one with Best of Shavuot, which I think the other one understood. Especially you.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Good
shiur, but Vesta Dilug is an also an interesting one. Vesta Dilug.
I didn't put it up on mine.
Dilug literally.
Dilug
literally means to a vest that jumps. To be medallic means to jump. That's a Vesta Dilug. So the Gemara who be machloikus lagabi isha sheros to shalish rias to Dilug. Let's say a woman sees three rias jumping. Not that she physically jumps. That we have to get to, right? But the vest, the days jump, meaning Kigoyin Shirosa Batesla Nisan, she sees on the 15th of Nisan, Tes Zion Eor, 16th of Eor, the Yud Zion Sivan, and then the 17th of Sivan. So, meaning the days are, she's adding a day every month. So, Rav Sova, Shekivan Shirosa Sholosh Rios Bidilug, and since she's seen three, like your regular standard vest, she's moved up a day three times in a row, so then Kavala Vestal Dilug. She's Kaveya vest for adding an additional day every month. The Shmuel Sava Shatricha L'Shalash B'Dilug, she needs to have three Dilugim. The Hainu She'enu Kavas Vestla Dilug, Achetas the Shalash Dilugim. She needs three jumps. The Hainu Shatira Oid Ria B'Yud Ches Tama, she needs, in order to make this Kaveya, she needs to see another Ria on Yud Ches. Meaning, Shmuel holds that you need an additional, you need four periods in order to make this vest. Rav holds you need three. Meaning the Pshah and the Machlekes is that Rav holds, you have your standard, you have your standard 3 months, and each day is moving up, so then you're fine. You have a Vest Kavua, that every month she's going to move up a day. Right? Shmuel says, what do you mean, but you only have two months of moving up. You don't have 3 months of moving up. The first month was Tes Vav. That's a month. That's a regular day of the month, right? The next one she moved up to Tes Zion, and then the next one she moved up to Yud Zion. How many moving ups, Dilugim, do you have? You only have two. She went from 15 to 16, mm-hmm. from 16 to 17. Right? Mm-hmm. How can you say that's a Kviyas?
What about the month
so before? Shmuel says, so when she has to go from 17 to 18, now she has a Kviyas. Right? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Big nafkamina. So she has to go after 3 months, or she has to wait for the fourth month?
Right? They have to... What about the day, the month before, that day?
What do you mean?
I mean the day, the next, what was the first month on Tes Vav and Tes
Zion? Oh, so yeah, of course. B'Shulchan Aruch Kotzer Sheyesh Lach Shalachim Kshita Shneim. You have to be machmer both ways. Which shouldn't be a chiddush in Hilchos Nida. Right? You got to be machmer both ways. Meaning, so what happens basically is she sees Tes Vav Nisan, let's say the first period of her life. So she has to be Pirish Tes Vav Ir. Right? She gets a period. She separated Tes Vav Iyar. She got a period Tes Zion the next day. So then next month she has to separate Tes Zion. But that's it. No.
But
it's only Kavu. We'll see. We only have to be Chashim.
So then what happens? So then the next month she separates on Tes Zion. She gets on Yud Zion.
Right. Now according to Rav she has a Vest Kavu.
For which day?
Adding a day every month. Yud Ches, Yud Ches, Chav, Chafal,
so when does she hold the next month? She
so according to Rav. According to Rav, the next month she has to separate on Yud Ches, not Yud Zion.
Not Yud Zion.
Right, because Yud Zion, she had a Vest Kavua now for adding an additional day. But according to Shmuel, who holds you need an additional month in order to make this Vest Kavua, according to Shmuel, you have to be Chashim for Yud Zion.
First month you hold both, and next month you have Vest.
If she moves up, then everybody moves up.
So that means, according to him, every time a woman sees the day after the Vest, the first
month. So we'll see that this Vest is only, just like Vest Shavuot, you're only Chashim for it once it's Kavua. You're not chashish for it when it's not kavua. Same thing with this one. You're only chashish for it once she sees three or four times, depending on who you hold like. Right? But stamazay, best she'enik, you're not chashish for it.
But isn't this
what is kavua? It's the day, always give me that day after, you don't have to worry about the month.
Oh, so we're going
to
get, so there's a lot of lumdas here. Now what happens... So what happens here?
But isn't this pretty
uncommon? It's pretty uncommon.
I mean, because then you're talking like
What do we think is going to happen?
Good. Now, let's say ask something else. What happens if it stops 1 month? Let's say she goes test vav, test zayin, yud zayin, yud ches, yud test chaf, chaf dalet. What does she chashish for the next month? Chaf aleph or chaf hey?
Did we learn that one?
You following all this age?
Yeah. Did we learn that one?
I don't think we learned that.
Why would it
have hey, though? Because the shaila is it working with that whatever period she got this, she moves up a day?
Yeah. See, that's when you probably really messed up going to the day. You got to do chafav, chafdala, and chafay.
Can't we just
say something's a little...
You're a little quiet over here.
Can't we just say it's a little fishy and...
You have to make noise.
Can't we just say it's a whole little thing, a little fishy, she doesn't have to keep any of these wacky days?
Why? I know a lady that has it.
She had Yud, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudchas.
Then she got pregnant. Then she got pregnant. It was a disaster. What do you do afterwards? What if that ties into? She became a Mitzalekas Domin. So now, what does she keep when she starts seeing again?
All five.
According to the Ba'al Shulchan, he declares whether you have to add a month every day for every month of the pregnancy and the nursing.
How many?
And then you got to start off at day like 67, 2.5 years later after.
Once it happens. She's going to lose the kavua.
You just picked the random day.
Okay, let's relax. There's a lot more here. This is better.
The woman who lost the kavua.
So what's the answer if she's off?
We're going to get to it. He's going to discuss it.
But say, how far did you know an actual case? How far did she go? How many days?
I think she went 4 months or 5 months. Now again, this is for chaydish. So far he's described chaydish. You can have it for a flogger too. Right? You can have every month she sees on an interval of 20 and then 21 and 22. You could also have it in multiples. Meaning it doesn't have to be 1 day, it can be every 3. It can be 20, 23, 26, 29.
Oh, it doesn't have to go day after day?
No.
Every month she skips 2 days?
Then you could have 1 second, you could have 20, 21, 23, 26. Every month adding, well, we're going to see, we're going to get to all that. Now also you could have backwards.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Child, can you go backwards?
Who would even figure that out? Like, you think a woman would even notice tomorrow's 1, 2, 3, 4?
Without a computer program, you mean?
Crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you have to have a computer program. That's why you should be double checking with the computer program. Because you could also go backwards.
No, not.
Okay, let's see. That was Island was going to ask something else.
But no, once it's Kabul, you don't care about the month before his day, you know?
What?
I don't care about the month before his day.
It's written by
Rav. If Tezvav wasn't Kavua, then Tez Zayin is the next. I don't really care about Tezvav.
Right.
I don't have to do 2 days. Always,
no, you don't do 2 days. You only
once
do
Kavua, it's only one day.
Once it comes towards one day, it's the next day.
Once we know
here's the
Shiloh. No, once we know
what about once he gets Babu, what happens?
Then compared to everyone, Kavua.
Then do you continue to Allah?
Once you shift shirts,
what's the question?
You get hit Lamed. Right, doesn't it? Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis.
She might have just started
now. What? She goes to Aleph.
Why not? Why not?
Go to the emergency room.
Why not?
Something's wrong.
And what happens if you go backwards? Right.
Okay. One thing. That means if she started on Chaf Tes, that's it. She's 2 days. It's finished.
Maybe. Let's see. Okay. Let's do that.
Why?
Vimitzia. She goes. It's just a random day of the month.
Because if it's a chaydish, it's based on that every month. Like the 23rd day of the month, 24th day of the month. You're not all of a sudden going to say, oh, now the first day of the month she's going to see. Let's see.
End there so much? Just do a bdika. When you know it's coming the next day, do a bdika, do something.
So you don't know. She doesn't know it's coming the next day.
Come down to something.
She doesn't know it's coming the next day.
She does. It's kavur.
Okay, let's see.
Kavur, you know. What?
Okay, Rasa Aleph Nisan, Beis Iyar, Gimel Sivan, Vidal Tamo. Right, so now she sees on the 1st of Nisan, 2nd of Iyar, 3rd of Sivan, 4th of Tammuz. Right? Kava Ves L'Dilug L'Kuliyama, right? So then Rav and Shmuel both agree that she has a Vest Kavu. Right? V'lachein Asuru B'chadoshim Shalachareim V'hei Av Vav El Zayin Tishrei.
Assuming she continues or just...
No, that's going to be the Kviyas.
You think she has to
assuming she continues. If she changes... Well, wait. Let's wait to see what the did is.
I'm saying if she separates on hay and then she actually has on hay, then she doesn't have to separate above the next month.
She does,
of course.
Why?
Because hay means that the vest is continuing.
Right. But she saw Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, hay.
But she had.
And she saw on hay. Yeah, but she's going to be crushing.
So she has to be crushing
already done. It's already made.
No, but the next month. What are you going to keep the next one?
Well, so she has to keep hay and vav the next one?
No.
Why doesn't she have to keep hay?
Because she has a kavua every month she adds on. Right, she has a dealer.
So how long does it take for that to go on?
3 months. Also the same way.
So the same way. So it's hay, vav, and
zayin. So you start recounting in the fifth month, you start over. Month 1, 2, 3, and see if it happens.
No, it's 7.
No,
it keeps on moving up every month.
Yeah.
Move up one more day.
But
there is a vest like that goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's also.
No, I was going to ask you.
And then they have to separate all 3 days?
No.
Why?
Every month, the next month.
Yeah, why? If it happens 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, then they have Chazaka for all 3 days.
Eor Beis, Sivan Gimel, Tammuz Aleph, of.
But then she should have to keep all three.
No, she goes around and around.
Aleph, Beis, Gimel, then the next time you're going to be holding Gimel and Dalet, right?
Can't just keep going.
Go to the Chumr.
But then she has Aleph again.
Does it go to 31?
So you would hold...
No, she doesn't. Then you have a Kviyas. You still have a Kviyas for
but you have to have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, three times. That's 9 cycles.
You're telling me you don't
make a Kavua for that one?
It just so happens.
In his case...
I don't remember off.
But every single month, one day
in this case right here, if she was seeing on 38, and then again seeing on hay. Would she have to keep Zion the next time?
We'll get to that. That's because she's changing her vest.
Right.
Okay, we'll see.
Because then it's not
three. I would hold it for 1 month and the next. But it's not the same each month.
What?
We're not talking about 30 days and 31. Then, you know, it's not 31 consistently.
This is a chaydash. It's based on the size of the moon. Every month, her period goes with
the
moon a little bit.
Months are different, no? Not the same amount of time.
Who cares?
Who cares? Because you're not talking about anything that's...
We always go with the day of the month, even though the moon is not necessarily the same size.
But you're not talking about the same, you're talking about a name, you're not even...
Yes, you are. It goes with the size of the moon,
but it's
the Erech. And this lady fluctuates.
Okay, what you're saying. Aleph is Aleph every month.
What?
It doesn't change.
We're doing
a
chaydash here.
It's a chaydash. It's not a haflog.
If
you're dealing with a haflog, then you're right. But it's not a haflog. Even though there's going to be a vest like this with a haflog. Okay. Kishem sheyesh dilug lahaba, just like you have a dilug forward. Kloimar means to say shaysifa oid yom b'chol chaydash, that you add on another day every month. Kach yesh dilug lamafreya. You also have a skipping backward. Dahainu shemachdiru yom b'chol chaydash. Every month she goes back a day. She's on the 29th, then the next month on the 28th, Chavchet, the next month on the 27th, Chavzayin, the next month on the 26th, Tammuz, she's jumping backwards every month. Right? Same verse except backwards. The three halachish b'chadashim haba, the Chavhei of, and Chavtalad el, Chavkimel Tishri. Right? Pretty simple.
Because this will go for all those scenarios you said. If she's going to all the three and then all
yeah,
backwards.
Yeah, all backwards, yeah. Oh, so Ves HaDilug Limei HaChayvish. So let's say you have this jumping Dilug that goes to the days of the month, right? Shegiyah L'Saif HaChayvish, you reach the end of the month. Danu HaAchrayinim La'ez HaYon Tzrich HaLachash HaChayvish, about which day do you have to be Chash for the next month? Meaning you were going up. Let's say Chafei Chavav HaZayin Chotes Lamed. What do you keep for the next month?
I say Aleph.
Right, so let's see the footnote here. Right, Membeis. Yeah, footnote Membeis. Danu Achronim Lagabi Ves Hadilug Limei HaChodesh. Mahadin, right, the Achronim Dan, what's the din? Kishihigia Hadilug L'Saif HaChodesh, when the Dilug reaches the end of the month. Le'ezer Yom Tochash HaChodesh, about which day you're going to be Chash for in the future month. Ayin Ba'afla, Prideya, Tibur Shoshanim, Chodesh of Yurim. Right, so you have two ways. Either it's going to go to Aleph, or Vayim B'mei Avram Shehevi B'shem Chazanish Letzal Shabes Nifzak Achari Shenigru Yimei Chodesh. That the Chazanish holds that the vest is over at the end of that month. Whenever you reach the end of the month, that's it. End of vest. Start again.
Why?
I guess he holds it's not possible. It's just
the
end.
The lunar cycle, or
yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's the one that you meant. Because what else are you going to keep? I guess the Chazanish didn't like
you
to keep
Aleph.
No, but it's always the day after. What's the big deal?
If you have a two-year day after.
Yeah, but it can't be on the Chodesh. You can't go all of a sudden from seeing on the Lamed to all of a sudden going back to Aleph, because that's not a next day.
What I told you before, it's not counting. He's talking about a name. You're not talking about that.
Really? Yeah. He's not arguing.
I'm saying, because he's saying it would be a whole different.
No, he's saying having the logical force is the same logical now. It has to do with the moon. You're going on a different cycle of moon. You have to go on a different cycle of everything.
Meaning, if you saw Lamed, right? Lamed Hebrew, right? If you have to go to Aleph, it's not going to be the next day. It's going to be Sivan, which means you have no vessel here whatsoever.
Yes. So that's what the Chazanish is saying, that you gotta stop, because it's a whole new, I don't know, I think other parts come, obviously, the ones that he brings here say that you go to Aleph, yeah?
Sounds to make up for this.
Who?
Chazanish. I learned
we learned this very, very big, makeup. No? We learned this in Chavit Shal, in Shavuot.
No, we learned.
And then it goes to
Beis. And then Sofa, no?
I mean, it's the next month you see her, she went to Aleph eventually. I don't know. I mean, let's say she does see Aleph. Let's say she does see Aleph. Doesn't she? Oh, then Beis.
That's a
good question. So
no, you mean no? The next month from scratch.
You have to wait till Gimel.
You have to start Aleph Beis. I hear the question, but I don't know. What?
No.
Chav Gimel, yes. So now Kishem Shigesh Vesta Diug Lemeachod, it's just like you have a Vesta Diug for the days of the month. Kach Yesh Vesta Diug Lehaflogo. Same thing, you have a Vesta Diug for the Haflogo. Right? Meaning, Kigon Shirosa, Vifliga Chav He Yom Hirosa. She had a 25 day interval. Right? Vishuv Vifliga Chavavim, and then the next month she had a 26 day. Chav Zayinim, and then 27, and then Chav Chesiyim, 28. Chav Aves Laflog B'Dilug B'Kuli Alma. Then she's Kavei Aves Laflog B'Dilug, according to everybody. B'Kamay Kach Shayach Aves Dilug Mafreya B'Aflog. You can have it. Now, let's see how Stalin's thinking. You could have this vest, the Dilug, backwards too. What would be the problem with that? A Haflog of going backwards. Meaning 29, 28,
27, 26, 25.
No,
it's going to run into when she's...
She's going to have no period.
It would be the same thing.
No. The Chodesh is she's moving every month. She's moving one day back.
Which shorter anyway.
Yeah, but no, it's the same issue. It's not getting shorter.
It is getting shorter.
Eventually it can't...
I mean, I guess it's getting... It's getting shorter, but it's working with the days of the month.
You're saying it's
going to
go back to
Possibly,
but then she's got bigger problems than the vet.
And a Hanami, she's going to just be seeing.
If it goes back a day,
that's why
they're not. It's going to be 30 days
back
a month.
You're getting shorter cycles.
You are getting shorter cycles.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but the thing with that is there, at least you have days, it's working up the days of the month. Here you're saying that the interval is getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
There's no interval, though.
There is an afkamina.
There's no interval. It should be some period of forever.
Right.
But then that we dealt with
but
that before.
But theoretically, she could have it. She could move back, keep on going backwards.
And so she has to Aleph.
I guess. I don't know exactly what would happen then, but in the Metzias, the Haflogi, you can't say is going backwards because at some point it's going to have to end. I guess you could say about Chodesh too, but
and
at what point do you say
it? Chodesh, well, once you get to Aleph, you can't go back to Yom.
Didn't we do that a while ago? That if a woman, if she has a chazaka, that she never gets clean. She's got a lot of problems, no?
Well, she never gets clean, then she has to get divorced.
Right. So I'm saying she got a bigger problem.
Yeah, and well, that's what we're saying. The Messias, it doesn't really happen.
Can they? In such a situation, can they take the pill and just play around with it?
Yeah.
No. That's okay. Evidently, a case like this has to have occurred.
Of course.
Back sometime.
I'm telling you, I had this case. Somebody asked me this case a few years ago.
When it went backwards or forward?
Forward.
But how often is this
consistently?
Yeah, but it was four. Yeah, then she got pregnant.
Started, and that's
that stopped it.
Maybe it's a sign that...
I don't know whatever. He never got back to me what happened after the pregnancy.
And these,
how many months did you go? 4 months?
I think 4 months.
With these date things, this is Darabana and Darais.
What does that mean?
God's saying,
hey, that's the Sechla we talked about, Darabana.
No, but I'm saying, is this like even a... Because I'm saying with all the shifas here and everything.
He's an older Rabban.
Let's
see, come on, you can shy a vest hadid with my freya baflog. You can also have a vest hadid with my freya baflog. On the bottom line, you can shift legal chav ches yon, chav zayin yon, chav vav yon, chav hey yon. She's going backwards today. The yeshem should be dealing with my freya chashim rak adid ches yon, the life of the top. There are those that hold that you only go down to 18 and that's it. No lower than that. Meaning it stops, like sort of like the Chazanish says, it stops at the end of the month, they hold it stops at 18.
What if she has 1, 2, 3, 4 in Greece, and then went back 1, 2, 3, 4, back to normal?
Back 4, 3, 2, 1, or?
Yeah.
So
what's
the
four down
I don't know.
And then went back 4 days as well.
I never heard of that being a vest, thing. But maybe. Right. That up and down.
A V chart.
I don't know.
If this could happen, that could happen.
No, some vests the Chacham say can't happen, which we'll get to.
What would be the basis for...
But how did they come up with that?
It's complicated. It has to do with... You remember the 11-7, the Chesed, you may Divan, you may Nida. There's 11 days of you may Nida, and 7 days of you may Divan. You can't be Kaveh of Vest in those days. So Mamela, once you have till 18, once you're down below 18, so then you have talking about being Kaveh of Vest, and you may... It's complicated. I don't fully understand it myself, but that's basically where they're coming from. Now, here's the one in the brackets that could be more than a game.
How can they say that a certain case can never happen? Where do they think of it? Has it happened somehow?
No, even if it happens, that's not something that...
Behold them.
It's a fruit. It's a fluke. Just like a vest kavua for English dates. With the solar calendar, we said it's not a vest. Even though, theoretically, a woman could see in the first of every month. Which I had that childhood too. That was last year. Somebody asked me that he's got the best couple on the solar. So these things happen. You know, I mean, I'm not such a. I'm not like Rav David Kohn. Rav David Kohn must have heard of all these things. You know. So me, little punk me, and Farakwe heard a lot of these cases. So the busy rabbis and stuff. Must really, no.
Hang around long enough, you're all over.
Now brackets, this one could be potentially more common. So im dilga the einus v'leviyam, let's say she moves up einus and not days. I am b'ha'aras. Now the okay, v'yeshayim she'en shay v'est ha'sirug b'ha'flaga. You can't have a sirug and a ha'flaga, which we'll get to what that is now. What does it mean einus? Meaning she sees 1 month, let's say chav vav at night. The next month chav zayin during the day. The next month, Chav Ches at night. Meaning she's going 12 hours. She's not going 24 hours. She's going 12 hours. That already you could hear. Right? A lady sees 1 month Chav Zayin. The next day she sees Chav Zayin during the day. And the next month she sees Chav Ches at night. So very, very difficult to catch this because you think Chav Zayin, there are different days. But without realizing that, hey, I'm moving up every month.
Do you have to be fast for that? We can't.
Let's see the horrors here. Before that, we have to do a couple of more horrors before. At the end of Ha'ara Mem Dalet, the second column, third line down, back on the last page Lamed. See it, Buhuadin? Buhuadin am Haisifa Bezyam Vachaldi. Let's say she adds 2 days. You want to deal with Mechav Test, Lamed Aleph, Vachakal Lamed Gimel, Vachakal Lamed Hey. Right, Vayim Yehur Mashkazu Binyin Minyan Harias the Vest Aflaga B'Dilug. How many Harias you need? V'im Haysifa Yom Echad B'Chol Dilug. Oh, so now let's say she adds on 1 day with every Dilug. Kigoyin Sherasa Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav, Mem Hey. You follow that? She's going every month. She's adding a day. So the first month she added 1 day. Next month 2 days. Next month 3 days. That's not a kviyas vest. That's just a fluke thing.
You
come up with a lot of things, but we need the
chachamim. Would that fine with the chaydash or something?
No, with the chaydash, I think also. It wouldn't work.
1 day, one, then two.
Every month she's adding a day.
Next month is 2 days.
What? Yeah. Oh, so Mem Zayin, let's go skip the footnote Mem Zayin. And Dilga Einus, let's say she's skipping Einus. You want Shirasa B'Yoyim Lamed, B'Shuv Rasa B'Lel Lamed Aleph, Yoyim Lamed Aleph, Lel Lamed Beis, Yoyim Lamed Beis, Lel Lamed Gimel, Yoyim Lamed Gimel, you get the point? Yeah? Alright. You knew it. The chayim beres hachoydesh. Huh?
Does that do anything?
Let's see. Stay tuned. The chayim beres hachoydesh could go in yom ches, le'elchav aleph, yom chav aleph, le'elchav beis, le'elchav beis, le'elchav gimel. Yom chav gimel. I feel like it's the end of the day. Yeah. Kotzeb the first lemoisha, the kov of ves, ki agavna, v'tzrich halochosh le'lamadalit, yom lamadalit, le'lamad hei. Yeah. So he holds that you are mechuyev too. You are chashish ba'inus. Now it's interesting that there are those that hold that every vesta flaga you have to be chashish for einus. Meaning, we're chashish vesta flaga for days. We're not chashish for einus. But there is a shita that holds that we're chashish vesta flaga not for days, for einus always. Meaning, instead of counting how many days it was in between the last two periods, you got to count how many einus.
That's the only thing you count.
That's the only haflaga. We don't pass them like that,
who,
obviously.
Who is the Kefaris Hamasha?
Who is he?
I don't know. I'm saying it's like a Paris on Shulchan Aruch. It's recent.
Yeah. No. No.
It's
okay.
Hey. That really doesn't even make much sense.
What do you mean?
Night, day. What?
Doesn't make sense.
She's really? Adding 12 hours every time.
As opposed to adding a day. She's adding 12 hours.
So every two is one.
I think this is the one thing that doesn't make sense to you. The rest of it is maybe cool. Uh-huh. This is the one thing that doesn't make sense to you.
It's a good thing he wasn't here last week.
Who were you last week? I think he forgot to tell me. Oh, that's right, I remember that. He was mad at you.
Chavtalib, yeah. Let's divide this. So now here's where it gets a little more complicated how to keep the calendar. If you have this vest, yeah. If you have this vest, then and you get messed up, so then that's where you get headed. The Ross of Rak Shalish Rias Bedivuk. Let's say she only sees three Rias Bedivuk. Right? You're going to Ross of Aleph Nisa, Beis Iyar, the Gimel Sivan. Right? The chaim the vesta flogim flika b'dilik rak shalish prom if you're shiflika chafavion chasayim yom chesiyom whatever it is she saw three times, which we said before already is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is that already considered a kaviyas vesta or not? According to Rav it is. According to Shmuel it's not. So now yesh lezed din vest kavur rak lechumra. She has a vest kavur only lechumra. But lachem af shetzricha gimel pa'amim laikra kedin vest kavur. Even though she needs, not even though. She needs. Right, I'm sorry. She needs three times to be oiked this vest. So she also has to be chashish vest she'ena kavua.
What three times?
Basically, what happens is like this. She saw Aleph Nitzan, Beis Iyar, Gimel Sivan. According to Rav, what does she have to be chashish for?
Gimel.
Tamil. She has to be chashish for Dalit Tamil. According to Shmuel, what does she have to be chashish for?
Gimel
Tamil. She doesn't have a kavua, right? Not but now, according to Rav, how many months does it take to be oiker vest?
Three.
So now, let's say the next month she saw on hay. Let's say she skipped. So now, according to Rav, she still has to be chashish for. Well, that we're going to get to. So is it hay? Is it hay or is it both? Right. But she has to be chashish for the diluk for the next 2 months, in addition to that month. And according to Shmuel, she doesn't. But even according to Rav, you have to, because once you start changing from a kaviyus, then you have to keep the beninus and the chaydish and the haflaga, the new chaydish haflaga. So it's a real chunk. Right?
So what are we talking?
Yeah, that's what we're talking. That's enough.
Why? You need three months in a row.
Yeah, you gotta go both ways with Chumra.
3 months in a row of it not being a day forward?
That would be Necha. Then it would be Necha. Let's see, Chafei. Im Rasa Ba'alaf Nisan, Beis Iyar Gimel Sivan V'Dal Tamuz. Right? This is the case that we've all been waiting for. I don't know, he should have put this before. I would have put this before if I was. Right? She saw Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalit, and then Hey of Loi Rasa. So now what do you have to be chashish for the next month? You have to be chashish for Vav El.
Ah, so we were, if she saw on Vav, we'd still
you still have the kviyah.
But if he saw Dal twice, he still has the whole
day. That's for sure.
But
that would be for sure.
It's cool for adding a day, we would add a day from the new month.
You'd add a day whatever you'd have to add a day, whichever day it is that
she did, even here she did see it on Haya, right? When did she see it? Zayin?
Let's see.
Okay, so she still holds both.
Right, because this is a Chodesh. Right, and since it's a Chodesh, we're Chodesh for every day, the next day of the Jewish month. Now with Aflaga, that's the next, now, Shoina Mikach.
If you miss a day, you still continue the Kavua no matter what.
Yes,
no matter
what. So Dalit because she's oiker her, I mean, she's potentially being oiker her best.
So she saw,
let's say it was Dalit, Gimel, Dalit, Zion. So what does she have to give the next month?
Vav.
What would we say? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalit? No, so then Hey. Right, Hey.
Why Hey?
Because Hey is the next day. Aleph,
Beis,
Gimel,
Dalit. It's a day between.
No, but she did Zion instead of Hay, so it'd be both, no?
No, you still have to go with Dalit.
This month it should have been
Hay. You can see that the next one is from Dalit. It makes it.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, he's right. It's not
the next one is supposed to be Hay, and that's
what
it is, really.
It was Zion. Zion replaced Hay, so now you're going to vote.
Right.
No, but he's
yes.
still
we
already made the vote.
You skipped that month.
If you have Dalit, right? You have Dalit three times.
I wanted to finish it. Okay, we're going to have to start off with it. We'll have to back up next week.
Alpha is Gimel Dalit. Right now it's Kippur. Now if you have Dalit,